This rocky shore surf tank demonstrates one of the most challenging ocean habitats, the Rocky Shores Intertidal Zone. Imagine if every day, twice a day, you are submersed in ocean water, and every day, twice a day, the water drains away and you are exposed to sun, wind, and dangerous predators. This is the situation in the Intertidal Zone.
The force of waves can sweep animals off the rocks, while direct exposure to sunlight and wind at low tide brings further obstacles to survival, including drying out. Sometimes water remains in the rock crevices, creating tide pools. Notice in this tank how the small animals use the cracks and crevices in the rocks for shelter, and how many are specialized to hang on in the surf. Others are specialized to prevent drying out. How would you survive if you were a tide pool animal?
Here is Cabrillo Marine Aquarium's Exhibits Director, Ed Mastro, talking about the Rocky Shores.
Hi there. Welcome to the Intertidal Zone Exhibits. The Intertidal Zone is an incredible, rich habitat here in Southern California where the ocean meets the land. And to live in the Intertidal Zone, you have to be a very tough creature. You have to endure the pounding waves, and you have to endure the hot sun during low tides. You have to be tough to survive in this environment.
You are probably wondering how any creature could live in such a harsh environment. There are, in fact, a large number of factors that favor the survival of life on rocky shores. Explore to your right the house builder tank to see how many animals survive in the intertidal zone by building homes or burrowing into the rocks.
Please proceed down the hall to the plant-like animals tank.